Now, although family law is in the federal jurisdiction, the New South Wales Status of Children Act stipulates that a sperm donor is not a father. This High That's Court correct. Ruling, does it show there needs to be a reconciliation of sorts on, the state and federal laws?
That's a good question, actually. So I'm not sure whether many people are aware, but there is a division, I guess, between the federal and the state jurisdictions regarding families and children. So the Family Law Act 1975 is a Commonwealth piece of legislation, so the federal jurisdiction takes care of that. But when it comes to children, including obviously assessment of children, child protection and whatnot, that is covered by the state jurisdiction. So in this case, there is a disagreement, if you will, between the federal jurisdiction and the state jurisdictions as to whose legislation was captured in this case. I think that this decision does highlight that there are some... the decision highlights that it's not a seamless transition between federal and state, and there are going to be some difficulties surrounding that. And I think that's a reality that most practitioners face, and unfortunately families face too when they come into the judicial system. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the decision was the wrong one and that the state legislation doesn't have a really important role to play.
On appeal, the High Court was silent on whether there can be more than two legal parents to a child. Does this case demonstrate there can reasonably be more than two parents, or is it a very specific one within itself?
I think that question was left unanswered by the court quite deliberately. The judgment highlights that the Family Law Act tends to indicate that there can only be two parents. They haven't necessarily affirmed that or denied that position, but they have indicated that that it is likely that two parents, at least at this stage, is going to be considered to be the norm.
This particular case that we're talking about, the details of, would be quite specific in the relationship between the sperm donor and the woman who ended up having the child themselves, you know, their partner getting involved and the like. Does this case sort of, the judgment prove there is a consideration, what a normal person might consider in terms of a relationship with a child rather than just the biological imperatives, rather than just going, well, you were a donor, you're always going to be a donor, you do not count into this situation?
I think to a certain degree that's true. I understand that this judgment might initially give those who deal in IVF and whatnot cause for alarm, but the limitations of this decision probably aren't as broad in scope as some might fear. So in this case, the facts of this case were really quite specific and determinative. So yes, he was a sperm donor. The mother at the time was not partnered. She did not have a spouse, so she was not married. She was not in a de facto relationship at the time of conception, which was very important. The sperm donor had a long-term ongoing involvement with the child, is listed as a father on the birth certificate, and all of these things together pointed to a parental relationship, and that the sperm donor was not simply a sperm donor, but that in conjunction with being a sperm donor, that close involvement and relationship met the ordinary accepted English meaning of what a parent is.
So for the larger implications, I mean, I understand the New South Wales Attorney General has expressed concern over the implications of the decision, but in your view, it doesn't necessarily blur the lines that have already been established and give those that might be sperm donors or such in the future concern for their role if they're not wanting to get involved?
Yeah, no, good question. So I think the primary concern, at least at the state level, is that these kinds of provisions were put in place so that, for example, if two people decided that they wanted to artificially conceive a child, that the sperm donor couldn't come around, you know, 10, 15 years later and say, hey, I'm the father. That hasn't been affected by that decision. So if you are partnered and you seek a sperm donor and conceive, this decision is not going to impact on you. A key fact in this decision was that the mother was not partnered at the time of conception. That was a key element of the case. So if you're already partnered and then you decide to conceive with the help of a sperm donor, then you don't need to be concerned. So the concerns that are addressed in the state legislation are still very much in place. What this decision does is say, well, if you were not partnered at the time of conception and the sperm donor is not just a sperm donor, if they're engaging in behaviour that meets the ordinary accepted definition of what a parent is, then they can be considered a legal parent. And so the question then becomes for those engaging with sperm donors is, what are your circumstances at the time of conception? And what kind of relationship do you see the sperm donor having with the child in question?
Yeah, potentially thorny one. Cassandra, thank you very much. Do appreciate you giving us a little bit of an insight into this one this morning.
No, it's a pleasure to be asked. Thank you so much.